Welcome to the Social Network Show. How do you feel about social technology and this connected, networked world we live in? Your host of the Social Network Show, Dr. J, interviews informed and entertaining guests to tackle the most pressing digital issues of interest to business professionals and nonprofit leaders, to parents and educators, and to anyone wondering where all this is taking us. And now, your host, experimental psychologist, Dr. Jane Karwoski.
Welcome to the National Crime Prevention Council series on the Social Network Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jane Karwoski, experimental psychologist, and my esteemed co-host on this episode is again Michelle Boykins. She is the Senior Director of Communications of the Washington, D.C. nonprofit, our National Crime Prevention Council. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Dr. J. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and I'm so glad we have a chance to talk about prevention and public safety going into the holidays. Today, we are talking with Tyson Schwartz of Softlight about home safety, and it's, as I said, really important as we head into the holidays. Tyson is Chief Marketing Officer and Chief Customer Officer for Softlight Windows. In his position, Tyson oversees the sales and marketing operations of Softlight's replacement window business. His responsibilities include directing the activities of 8 field sales representatives, establishing, implementing, and monitoring discount policies, providing Salesforce training, as well as aiding the president in formulating and administering organizational policies and strategic planning. He also serves in an advisory role for the customer service and marketing functions. So, Ty, thank you so much for joining us today. We're glad you can be here and talk about this important holiday home safety topic with us.
Well, thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Dr. J. It's great to be here.
So Thanksgiving's only a week away, and it signals really the beginning of a busy holiday travel season. And we find that many homes are unoccupied and could represent an open invitation to criminals. Solid doors and locks are important to home security, but many people fail to consider their windows as an important part of denying burglars access to their homes. So why is Softlight concerned about home safety during the holidays?
Well, Dr. J. Michelle, you know, with the holidays, I think the busiest holiday or the busiest travel day of the year is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. A lot of people are leaving their houses; they're going far away, and they're thinking about having a good time, as they should. They're thinking about being with family and having a family gathering. You know, this time of year, it's about we'll say Black Friday and shopping and the dinners and the family gatherings, and people aren't concerned about safety. They're not thinking about safety and security so much, nor would they, unless something goes sideways for them. So, you know, at Softlight, we want people to have a great holiday season. We want it to be safe. We want it to be secure. And having all those things and having a great time, those things seem to go hand in hand with having that perfect holiday season. So whether it's the holidays or not, Softlight's always concerned about safety, or we're promoting safety and security. But this time of year, it's always important because of the family gatherings, and as much as everybody travels and leaving their house without anybody in it, it's just important to think about security in this day and age.
So we talked about the fact that people don't often think of windows as an important part of their home security. So can you talk a little bit about how Softlight windows are made and what are the attributes of strong, secure windows that homeowners should know about?
Sure. So at Softlight, we've got different options, but the way our locks and our keepers are secured into the sash with the majority of our windows, that is something that's really unique. And we call that a common core feature with our windows. Not to dissect the window, but when we manufacture our windows, we actually mount the screws of the locks and the keeper horizontally into the window. And then in addition to that, when we make that lock and keeper horizontal, or screw that in horizontally, it allows us to pass something called the structural forced entry test. And we can talk about that a little bit later if we want. But basically, it's a test designed to keep burglars out or see how long you can keep them out. We also have a product called Armor Glass. And with the Armor Glass, you can literally hit one of our windows with this product on it with a baseball bat 25, 30 times before you can make a hole large enough to put your hand through to unlock the window. Now, there's two things burglars don't want to do. They don't want to make a lot of noise, and they don't want to take a lot of time. So by having these features incorporated into our window, this makes a burglar do both, take a lot of time, make a lot of noise. So what they typically do if they try and break through one of our windows with a crowbar or something where they're just trying to get the lock stripped out, it takes too much time. They go on, run away, go somewhere else. And the same thing with the Armor Glass. You start hitting that, it makes so much noise that it draws attention to the burglar, those professional burglars, and that's the last thing they want. So they take off. So those type of deterrents are things. One is a standard feature in our window with the way we screw in the lock and keeper. The Armor Glass is an option that we have available that some people choose just, again, for safety and security.
And Ty, you mentioned something about a keeper. Can you explain to us what a keeper is?
Thank you. You know, sometimes I get into that mindset because I'm in that exciting window world. I forget about that. But a keeper is something where I think we all know or can visualize what a lock is. But there, when you lock the window, there's what I'm going to call in layman's terms a sweep, and that sweep guides into what we call in the window business a keeper, and that basically squeezes the window together, the lock and the keeper squeeze together to tighten up the window and make it more secure.
Okay. And so that's something that's specific to your windows, and I know that SoftLight makes doors as well. So how do your windows and doors specifically deter potential criminals beyond what you've already explained to us?
Sure. Well, even, you know, with doors, we're you know, professional burglars are smart. So we're looking at different ways to make sure that the windows are safe and secure. And that does go into the concept of design when we're putting windows together and designing those from the ground floor up. So with a patio door, for example, we actually have a built-in, what we'll call a foot bolt. So we've got typical patio door, or what you can visualize as a typical patio door, where it locks at the jamb or the side of the door. And then we have hooks that actually that on the top and bottom that go into the side of the door. So what we call that a multi-point locking system. But to add an added feature, or to put an added feature on the window, we have something called a foot bolt. And what this foot bolt allows you to do is, some people do like to vent their doors and their windows, so that foot bolt, you can vent the door a couple of inches and put this foot bolt down and give you some security. But really, when the door is locked, like it normally should, that foot bolt just gives an added deterrent or an added degree of security that a normal door may not typically have. Also, you know, with the way windows and doors were built years ago, sometimes you could just lift the patio door panel out without making any noise. But not just SoftLight doors, any doors today that you know are 5, 10 years, maybe up to 10 years old, that just isn't practical or possible. Because again, it's not just SoftLight, but in the window industry in general, we're thinking of safety and security. We want to make sure those homes are secure when they're getting our windows and doors in there.
So, Ty, is that foot bolt adjustable? I'm thinking of the low-tech version of a dowel. You know, when you close the slider and you can put that in between the edge of the sliding part and the far side of the whole door assembly. But if you're going to have it open a little bit, you have to have a shorter dowel. So how does the foot bolt affect, you know, is it something you can use when it's closed and when it's just vented, as you put it, open?
Correct,
a little bit?
Yeah. So we've got two locations for that foot bolt to go into. And think of it as a deadbolt on a door, like a deadbolt you have on a door, but it's more of a round threaded rod, and that goes down into when it's closed, there's a spot for that to go into, and then when you vent, it's 2 or 3 inches back, there's another spot that rod can go in, for lack of a better term.
Okay, cool. Well, what if someone doesn't have and can't, you know, plan on replacing their windows with soft light, but they're still naturally concerned about keeping intruders out? You have any thoughts for them?
Well, I do. I mean, I travel a lot. For my job, I get the opportunity to go around. So, and I've got a family. We want to make sure that they're protected when I'm not there. And we certainly have a security system, and they're great. But the one thing I always say about security systems is they're really good at making a lot of noise, which we've already talked about. That's a good thing. But consequently, they also let you know when the burglar's already in your house, and the goal is to keep them out. So, some of the things that we talk about tech and things like that. There's a lot of inexpensive things that you can do with your house now. There's different types of cameras that you can purchase online yourself and mount to the exterior home. I actually just recently did that. And if somebody rings my doorbell, I can answer from my phone. They don't know if I'm home or not. And that gives me a great deal of peace of mind when I'm gone a lot and my family's there, or they might be running around to soccer games or whatever they have going on when I'm not there. That gives me a lot of peace of mind that we can detect that. And if that it's also motion sensitive. So if there's any motion outside, it picks it up and alerts both my wife and I on our smartphones. So that's a neat thing, and it's relatively inexpensive. It's new onto the market. One of the biggest things I think also is lights on timers and things like that. When we leave our home, we have timers and things like that we do, and these are inexpensive things that you can do. And we're trying to do is make sure when people are coming around, hey, there's a light on, and it's coming on at a different time, so it's not even the same time every night. So when we're gone, that's just a good thing to do. It's an inexpensive thing. Same thing with the cameras that you can get yourself. And I love technology. It's something that I really embrace, but anybody can do this. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're 30 years old, 40, 70. These are simple things that you can do yourself, because at the end of the day, when you get a security system, you subscribe to those types of things, they're expensive. So if you can find some things that are relatively inexpensive, it's a good thing. And it, obviously with security, there's no price you can put on the safety of your family, but when you can find something that's a good deal like these things, it's great. It helps. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I imagine a combination of those low-cost things together add up to a pretty good effort for security. And I'm wondering, with regard to windows again and the breakability, what about the security film? Is that a do-it-yourself option for homeowners? I read about that and see it. Something you can put over your existing glass to make it harder to break?
Sure. I mean, I've seen the security film, Dr. Jan Michelle, and it's a interesting product. But as far as safety and security, with at least the ones that I've had experience with, they're not much of a deterrent. We talked about the armor glass a little bit ago, 25, 30 times with a baseball bat. With the security film that at least I'm experienced with, 1, 2, 3 times you're through. Now, Listen, it's better than right away, but if you can get, I don't know the mindset of the professional burglar, but if you can get inside a house and out in less than a minute, again, according to the statistics that I've read, that's a good thing. You're in and out, the burglar's in and out, they've got what they need, they've done what they need to do, and they're gone. So I'm not sure that the window security film, although it is a do-it-yourselfer type of thing, I'm not sure that it is practical.
Thank you for your thoughts on that. And this information is really helpful for our listeners. So thank you. We're only halfway through, and we will have additional questions for Tyson Schwartz in the next half of our show. You are listening to the National Crime Prevention Council series on the Social Network Show.
Questions? Comments? Reach out to us. Our email address is questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com or find us on Twitter @SocialNetShow.
In times like these, strangers at your door should be treated cautiously. But unwelcome strangers in your home can be your worst nightmare. Home invasion is a form of armed robbery where criminals break into homes through unlocked or open doors and windows. They even trick people into opening their doors to confront victims face to face. They can be after money and valuables, threaten personal assault, or take members of the family captive. But you can be proactive against these disturbing attacks. Learn how to protect yourself against home invasions. Never open the door to strangers. Secure your home with high security locks and quality door and window hardware. Consider a home security system and even a dog. It's also a good idea to devise an action plan for your family in case intruders ever do enter your home. To learn more about how to keep your home safe from intruders, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
The parent company of the Social Network Show is Social Network Intermedia, Inc., a full-service podcast production company. With SNI services, you can add the personal touch of audio to your communication with followers or customers. Set your blog or company website apart by letting your audience get to know you by hearing your voice. SNI provides coaching, recording, post-production, uploading, distribution, and promotion services so that all you need to think about is your message. To discuss the possibilities, email questions@thesocialnetworkstation.com. Welcome back to the Social Network Show. I'm Jane Karwoski, and I'm speaking with Tyson Schwartz, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Softlight LLC in Ohio, with my co-host Michelle Boykins of the National Crime Prevention Council. Michelle?
So, Tyson, we were talking about, earlier in the show when you were talking about the armor windows and you talked about the safety test. What should a consumer know about what the independent and certified laboratory tests for when measuring the forced entry resistance of windows and doors?
Sure. So the structural force entry test is a common test that all windows take, but most windows manufacturers, they don't talk about it because a lot of them can't pass it. In common terms, what this test is, just to break it down in simple terms, they take a lab technician takes a double hung window that's about 44 by 63, so 44 inches by 63 inches, and they mount it into a buck frame. They lock it. Typically, it has one lock, and the lab technician's got a set of burglar's tools. They've got 15 minutes to break through the window without breaking the glass. So typically what they'll do to break through an ordinary window is they take a crowbar, and on the exterior of the window, they get it underneath the bottom part of the window, or what we would call the bottom sash, and they wedge that crowbar underneath. And by doing that, in fairly short order, they're able to strip the screws out of the lock and keeper that we talked about earlier, and you're in. Now, with our windows, because of the way we mount that lock and keeper, as we discussed before, that doesn't happen, and we're able to pass that structural forced entry test. It's something that we're very proud of, and it goes back to the design of the windows. When we're designing windows, not only do we think about energy efficiency and aesthetics, we think about safety and security. So having a test, that independent test, and that data available is a big deal for us. And we tout that. Our dealer base, where you can get our products from, they tout it. It's a very nice standard feature of our windows. So that's what that structural force entry test is, if that makes sense.
Okay, and I'm going to digress for 1 second because you mentioned dealers. Do you want to talk for a second about your dealers and how people find Softlight out there if they're not in Ohio?
Sure. If you go to, we've got a variety of ways you can do that. So if you go to our website, which is www.soft-light, and light is L-I-T-E, so soft-light.com, you come to our homepage. You can see all, you can surf around and see all the products that we have available, but there's also on the homepage on the top right of the screen, you can type in your zip code, and what happens from there is you'll get a list of dealers in that area that you can choose from. You can contact them directly via email. You can contact me via directly via email. So there's different ways to do that. And we, you know, if you end up emailing me, I look at every single email that comes through that way. So we're serious about that. We want to have customers have visibility of who they can get our products through, because we're in a very fragmented industry. So we want to make sure that our customer or that our prospective customers and homeowners have a way to get in contact with our dealers and get our products and make them available to them.
Okay. And I want to talk for a second about the debate among security experts about window locks versus window latches. So what do you say to someone who's thinking about a window lock option but maybe concerned about being able to open the window quickly in an emergency, like in the event of a fire?
Sure. So, and you know, that also, when we talked about the armor glass, that is also something where people ask, well, geez, if it's so hard to get in, how in the world am I going to get out if there is a fire? And of course, with your question about the locks, it's easy to unlock the window. The bottom line is we want a window that, as a homeowner myself, we want a window that when it's locked, it's secure and it's safe for the family. But obviously there's a two-way street involved there, and you security is certainly important, but safety is also important. So when locks of windows, you know, the way they're designed, they're easily open from the inside. So when you do need to exit the house in an emergency, get out quickly, you're able to do that safely. You're able to do it quickly. And so I think the window industry itself has addressed that issue of window locks versus window latches. And to sort of expound just a little bit, in the event, let's say you've got soft light windows with the armor glass, and they're that laminated glass that's real hard to break through, if something would happen, let's say it's a picture window where the window just doesn't open, the fire department, actually, they carry diamond pickaxes. And they're able to, with a diamond pickaxe, and fortunately, they're so expensive, burglars typically don't have them, that will easily cut through the laminated glass. So firefighters are actually trained, when they see that laminated glass, they're actually trained to get through that very quickly and safely, so they're not hurting anybody on the inside of the house. So I hope that answers your question about the locks versus latches. And then I'm sorry, I expounded a little bit on that laminated glass, because that is a question we get from time to time.
There's also the fact that if you have those horizontal screws, as you mentioned, that is safer and harder to get into, and yet easy to open from the inside, right? There's
Correct.
That problem. That goes some ways to address that issue as well. I'm wondering how you help educate consumers about the importance of windows in their overall home security plans.
Well, it's not just, you know, with windows, but overall, with our dealer network, we have a very astute dealer network, where it's not just about making a profit. And we all think, profit is not a bad word, but we like to think that our dealers go a step above, because they get a lot of repeat business a lot of referrals from customers. So they need to do a good job to with their consumers. They need to take care of them. So what we do is we like our dealers like to educate the consumers, not just about windows, but even with many of our dealers have done what we'll call Identikit days at their places of business or at home shows and fairs and things like that. And with the Identikit program, what our dealers do is they provide parents with ID cards of their children with the picture on it, DNA kits to help the children in the event that they might become lost or something even more serious. So they're concerned about safety, they're concerned about security, the dealers, and they do try and educate the consumer on it. And again, I go back to a phrase I used earlier, you can't put a price on safety and security for your family. So as we go through the window, we talk about, or our dealers talk about, the structural forced entry test, they talk about armor glass, they talk about all of these things, and also they want to give back to their communities. So doing those types of identikit days, if you will, helps consumers identify who's going to be, you know, maybe looking out for them and their family, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it's always helpful when retailers of any kind in the community, you know, take time to do that, to an added step there to help in the overall safety picture. And that's great. Appreciate your doing that. I have another question, maybe our last one, but we'll see. Can you give our listeners three things to do this holiday season to increase their home safety and security? Takeaway points.
Sure. Sure. I think, you know, if you're going to be gone, you're going to be gone for the holidays, whether it be the Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, whatever it is, Christmas. I think it's always important, if you have trusted neighbors, let them know that you're going to be gone. Alert them so they know if there's something not right, they see some movement over at your house, somebody's alerted. I also think installing your own outdoor motion activated lights is a good thing. Those lights are a little bit more expensive than a normal one, but the great thing about those, whether you're home or not, if anyone comes around your house at night, the lights activate, and that's a good thing if for the people you want coming your way, and it certainly is going to deter those people that you don't want being around your house. I'd also say, back to one of the other things I had mentioned earlier, purchasing some of that inexpensive technology. You don't have to spend a lot of money for safety and security. You don't necessarily need that security system for your home. There's a lot of do-it-yourself technology out there today through the smartphones. You can have outdoor cameras that I'd mentioned earlier. You can have programmable indoor lights that you can work through your smartphones. And these are great security items that they're not going to break your bank. And again, finally, you know, we talked about, you can always purchase SoftLight windows if you want to, and go to softlight.com to find a local dealer, or you're welcome to email me directly at tschwartz@soft-light.com. I answer every email I get, and I would love to hear from you.
Okay, that takes care of the one last thing I was going to ask you about, or let our listeners know that when you do go to the website, soft-lite.com, and it tells you how to, there's a find your local dealer, and then right there, dealers in your area, there's your email. So it's easy to find, and even if you're like me and have a hard time remembering these things from one moment to the next. So I truly appreciate this information and your visiting with us today. Thanks, Michelle, for thinking of Ty. And Ty, thanks a lot for your time.
Dr. J, Michelle, thank you for having me. I absolutely enjoyed it, and I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much, Ty. We appreciate it as well.
You've received the inside scoop on window safety and its importance in home security solutions from Tyson Schwartz, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for SoftLight LLC. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Michelle, for being my co-host today.
Absolutely.
And that is Michelle Boykins of the National Crime Prevention Council. Thank you for listening. Please mention the Social Network Show to your social networks, online and off. And please add us to your playlist on iTunes and to the podcasts on your iPhone. If you're an Android user, you can download our app for the Social Network Show from Google Play. And please visit our website, thesocialnetworkshow.com, especially the blog page. We hope you've learned some valuable information today to make you safer. So until we meet you here again, please have fun and be safe online and off.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the worldwide show dedicated to social media networking and understanding the connected, networked world we live in. Listen to our archive shows on thesocialnetworkshow.com and follow us on Twitter @SocialNetShow. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia Incorporated. The views and opinions expressed are those of our host and guest and may not be the views and opinions of Social Network Intermedia.